That's Thomas Fats Waller playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys. The year was 1929. And this is Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. Back to Fats Waller. Fats Waller. It's Guy's History of Recorded Music. I'm Guy 2K. I'm playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. They're not records, actually. They're MP3s. They're retrieved from the internet, and it's all free stuff. There's a site called archive.org, archive.org, that has, well, about 500,000 records on it. Some of them are old and beyond their sell-by date, you might say, beyond the term of copyright protection. And some of them, the owners of the copyrights, for one reason or another, aren't enforcing them. And so they're there for the asking. You can't make commercial use of all of them, but you can make any other use you want of them. And so you can put them together in a mixtape, for example, or just build a collection of hundreds, thousands of records in not a very long time, just by downloading them from the internet. Another good space is YouTube. YouTube's got, well, thousands of 78 RPM records. A lot of them are uploaded with and accompanied by still photos. You know, people do that. They'll compile a bunch of still photos that they've gathered from the internet and then juxtapose them to various pieces of music. And then sometimes you just see the records spinning on the YouTube, because, you know, YouTube is a video thing. But it's the audio part that I'm interested in, and you can take those audio clips and play them. You can compile them in a playlist if you want. You can and you can reduce them to MP3s. That's another computer type file that you can use to store music. And so this is a really great treasury. And I call myself Guy2K, but you know, that's not really my name. I made that name up to anchor myself, I suppose, in the 20th century, you know, the 21st century, which, or let's call it the first century, the first week of the new millennium was supposed to be a turning point, I think, in the development of mankind, and turned out to be a point of decline. And the 21st century is shaping up to be not better than the 20th, but, you know, probably quite a bit worse. And so I anchor myself in the 20th century with the name Guy2K, and I anchor myself musically in the really the first part of the 20th century, when I think the music that we celebrate began. This is, of course, classical music. We love that too, and we'll have some of that too. But really, this is the seminal moment in the recording of music. And of course, where we come today is not to a state of perfection, but to a state of mediocrity that really has never been paralleled, I think, in musical history or in the history of recording. Well, anyway, I'm not here to talk politics. I'm here to play records, and that's what we're going to do. And so let's get down to that. And today, 16 bands. Let's start with the New Orleans Owls, Piccadilly. Thank you.
da 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 da. Thank you.
Sunshine, the second is rain, the third one the roses that grow in the lane. You know there's no need explaining that one remaining is someone that I adore. I'm looking over a pretty little four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome
Are You Lonesome Tonight? Jacques Renard and his orchestra with Franklin Bauer singing in 1927. You probably didn't know that that song was that old. A waltz, of course. Before that, it was Jean Goldkett and his orchestra with I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, another hit singer on that one, Billy Murray. Before that, it was Isham Jones and his orchestra with Charleston. And before that, it was Arthur Roseberry and his Kit Kat Orchestra with Big City Blues. And before that, Paul Specht and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys. That's what I call sweet music. And we started the set with Piccadilly from the New Orleans Owls. And let's see, that Four-Leaf Clover, 1927. Charleston, 1926. Roseberry, 1929. And Piccadilly from 1926. So, the same people listening to all those. Maybe your grandfather danced to those, or your grandmother hummed them to you while you were sitting on her knee, as mine did. Not those specific, but the one that's coming up, yes. Another waltz. Turned into a dance tune. It's called Let Me Call You Sweetheart from 1925. Thank you.
Sugar is so confectionary funny. She never pleads for my money,
But when she feeds me on honey, she gets her needs every time. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were only a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. She's granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
That you're going away, don't say that we must part, don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years, I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh babe, think what you're doing, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Sophie Tucker, singing with Myth Mole and his little molars. Sophie was from Hartford, Connecticut, which is where I'm broadcasting from, and so we celebrate her. Grew up in a neighborhood not far from where my grandmother lived here in Hartford. Before Sophie, it was Art Hickman's orchestra with The Love Nest from 1920. By the way, the Sophie Tucker, After You've Gone, from 1927. And The Love Nest, Art Hickman's orchestra from 1920, you may have recognized that. You may have recognized that as the theme song of the Burns and Allen program. Before that, it was Ben Selvin, Irving Kaufman singing Sugar, 1927. And before that, the Savoy Havana Band, Masculine Women, 1926, and we started the set with Halfway House Orchestra, an upbeat version of Let Me Call You Sweetheart from 1925. Okay, we'll finish up with, let's see, one of the earliest jazz bands, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, something called Lazy Daddy, 1918. And then we'll have Paul Whiteman with Hoagie Carmichael's composition and Hoagie singing Washboard Blues, 1927, and then Benny Goodman's Boys, Blue, from 1928, Mike Markell's orchestra, Babyface, a standard, you'll recognize it, 1926, and we'll finish up with a 1930 recording from Duke Ellington, Mood Indigo. And I'll be back again, so listen in again to Guy's History of Recorded Music. Thank you.
morning comes with cloudy skies and rain. My poor back and broke with pain. My man sleeping, I the scrubbing, chilling, weeping, I the rubbing, ain't the grief, and clothes are tubbing all day long. Up to that washing soap and down to that water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to that washing soap and down to that water once more. Go hand go, oh Lordy. So weary, a scrubbing, face weary. So weary, up tubbing them clothes. Up to the washing soap and down to that water once more. Wash both blue. Never get me gone from here. Scrub them dirty clothes all year. Them clothes, them mustardy clothes, them raggedy clothes, them grimy clothes, that's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh Lordy, won't you hear my song, hear my song. Washing in a shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling, I the shiver, nights a falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Throw myself, my poor self, self away. Oh Lordy, must I keep scrubbing, must I keep tubbing, must I keep grubbing, must I keep tubbing them old dirty clothes. But I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. Thank you.
Thank you.